Thanks for dropping in. It's Michael Kerr here, and you are listening to Inspiring Workplaces, Humor at Work. Do you need to kick some bad workplace habits to the curb once and for all? A recent article in Fast Company magazine, and I love that magazine, by the way, described some of the top workplace habits employees at Google, LinkedIn, and Twitter are all trying to kick. So how do you stack up with their list of habits they want to break? Are these habits you or your team need to break free of? Number one, taking phones or electronic devices into meetings. And these are all tech companies. How ironic is that? Number two, eating lunch alone, a bad habit they want to break. Number three, communicating via email instead of face-to-face. Number four, getting too little sleep. Number five, perfectionism. Try holding a Kick the Habit meeting with your team to brainstorm the key workplace habits you need to kick and to create a support network that will help kick those bad habits to the curb once and for all. And now my fun at work tip. Just a few days ago before this podcast, it was official Change Your Name Day. So in the spirit of that day, here's a fun alter ego exercise making the rounds on social media that you might want to try at your next meeting. So five different options to come up with an alter ego name. First of all, your soap opera name, which is your middle name plus the street you live on to come up with your soap opera name. Your Star Trek name. So listen carefully, you might have to take notes. It's the first three letters of your last name, the first two letters of your middle name, plus the last two letters of the first. So combine those, you get your Star Trek name. Once again, first three letters of your last name, first two letters of the middle, and last two letters of your first name. Your superhero name, the color of the shirt you are wearing right now, and the first item to your immediate right. Your goth name, black, and name of one of your pets. And finally, your rapper name, just add Lil, as in L-I-L, you know, apostrophe, Lil, and the last thing you ate. So mine turned out to be Lil Muffin, which sounds like a pretty, you know, pretty lame name for a hardcore rapper. So try those at your next meeting or a Friday afternoon, slap them on a hello, my name is name tag, and have fun with your alter ego name. And the quote of the week from Christopher Kelly Frere, the same thing we call play in kids, which is experimenting, paying attention to the world around you, trying, failing, learning from that failure. For some reason, we call that innovation in adults. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section. Yes, it's finally arrived. A device that's been dubbed as a Tinder dating app for apes. Orangutans and bonobos in a Dutch zoo are being shown images of their species on touchscreens to help zookeepers determine their emotional responses to different images so that they might have a better success rate when they match up pairs for mating. Isn't that bizarre? Like a Tinder dating app for apes. Now, I know some of you are going to start doing this with your cats and dogs, just, you know, to see if it works when you're bored. Well, folks, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success. And hey, as always, cruise by the old website. If you sign up for the print version of this e-zine, you will get a free copy of an ebook, 340 Ways to Put Humor to Work. That is a $30 value free for you for signing up. Sign your team up. Sign everybody up. Sign your friends, your neighbors, your dog. Until next time, keep having fun.